This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Much of the Deep South is a winter wonderland. Some areas from South Texas to the Carolinas could get 8 inches of snow. In Clinton, Alabama, Regina Rust is glad she went shopping ahead of the storm.
We're about to make some soup, and that's probably going to last through all of this that's coming. Just something to prepare to keep my husband warm, me warm, and anybody else needs some soup.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says much of the country is in a deep freeze.
You will be seeing temperatures not even cracking the 20-degree mark in Philadelphia and in New York, maybe even in the nation's capital. And then down to the south, we could be staying below the freezing mark in Atlanta, even down into a place like Jacksonville.
Jacksonville's airport plans to close this evening. Houston's Intercontinental and Hobby airports will close at midnight. Thousands of flights have been delayed or canceled. Many roads across the South are closed. More Capitol riot defendants are being released today following President Trump's pardons and commutations. CBS's Nicole Skanga has more.
As for the future releases, they're ongoing, and we expect even more today. Trump ordered his attorney general, currently acting attorney general, to make sure that those who are currently held in prison are, quote, released immediately. And also, by the way, to dismiss all of those pending indictments, too.
18 Democratic state attorneys general have filed a lawsuit to block Trump's executive order that would end constitutionally guaranteed birthright citizenship. Here's California AG Rob Bonta.
I am deeply disappointed that we're here one day into the new administration, and also not at all surprised.
The government has long interpreted the 14th Amendment to mean those born on American soil are citizens at birth. At least 76 people were killed in a fire at a ski resort in Turkey. CBS's Vicky Barker reports the fire broke out at 3 a.m. when most guests were sleeping.
As firefighters battle the blaze, orange flames leap from windows and stairwells in the 11-story hotel. Bed sheets dangle from some of the windows. Frantic guests use them to escape the fire.
President Trump wants to pull the U.S. out of the World Health Organization. The WHO's Tariq Yasharovich hopes Trump will reconsider.
WHO plays a crucial role in protecting the health and security of the world's people, including Americans, by addressing the root causes of disease and detecting, preventing, and responding to health emergencies.
The U.S. is the World Health Organization's largest donor, accounting for 18% of its budget. Stocks are higher, Dow up 456. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It's now a cold weather advisory in effect. The updated classification from the National Weather Service runs through.
News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks at midseason. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at the halfway point of the regular season. 41 games completed, 41 to go. The Bucks are 24-17 so far, thanks to having just won four in a row at home. And they're in fourth place in the Eastern Conference behind Cleveland, Boston, and New York. Bucks forward, Chris Middleton.
Yeah, with an up and down season that we've had so far, I think we'll take it. Knowing that, you know, we could be better in a lot of different areas. There's a lot of games I think we dropped that we thought we should have won. But to be 7 winning games over 500 with, you know, all the highs and lows. I guess I think we'll take it right now. Hopefully, you know, we keep getting those wins up and getting a higher win percentage.
The Bucks on the road tomorrow night in New Orleans against the Pelicans. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. NFL, the Chicago Bears have a new head coach, 38-year-old Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions. And the Ohio State Buckeyes, the new national champions of college football after beating Notre Dame 34-23. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Dangerously cold, with wind chills 30 to 20 below, warming up this afternoon to feeling 20 to 15 below. As temperatures climb throughout the evening and overnight, we will climb above zero by early tomorrow morning. Light snow moves in late, less than an inch expected. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 1 degree.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. All right, a little rock and roll trivia for you. What rock and roll band had 5 singles that went to number 2 on the U.S. singles chart, but then never had a number 1 song? It was Creedence Clearwater Revival. This was the first of 5 number 2 hits from 1969. It's Proud Mary on WRJN.
Left a good job in the city.
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
you can.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. My friend Robin's here. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
All right. True or false? We ignore the environment to make our lives easier.
Oh, I'm going to have to say, unfortunately, true.
Yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah. I guess, you know, we're trying and striving to not be the case, but at some point, I believe people are just like, oh. I'm done with it.
You just hit the nail on the head. We try and strive, but here's what it says. It says 87% of adults agree on the importance of being green, and over half of us believe that it's inconvenient, however.
No, I don't believe it's inconvenient.
No?
I don't think it's, yeah, trying is the hardest part because there's so many, you know, bins you can put stuff in and trying to make us take a stand and for greenhouse, you know, the greenhouse gases and all of that stuff. I do believe we try harder. I do at least, but then sometimes I'm just like, oh, I forgot, you know, and I ended up throwing something in the garbage or my footprint is
well, and what it should be. And we get into our automobiles that are powered by what?
Right. Yes.
So, yeah.
Although, you know, a lot of vehicles are now going, you know, electric or a hybrid.
Yeah, we have two hybrids in our house. So.
Do you? Yeah. I don't have one yet. But so there is progress being made. It's just individually, it's harder to grasp.
3 in 10 admit that trashing plastic food admit to trashing plastic food containers rather than washing them out and recycling them. 23% have requested a paper bill when they could have gone paperless. More than half prefer plastic bags to lugging around reusable grocery bags. And almost a third of us refuse to hang laundry to dry naturally.
I wish I had a great laundry pole in my backyard. Those real sturdy ones, the T ones, you know? With the line. I've had those growing up, and I am just, I wish I could have one of those in my backyard because I would be. But not today.
No, not today.
It wouldn't. You'd be bringing in sheets of clothes, you know, and hard pieces.
All right. There's my friend Robin. She joins us from time to time on WRJN.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Share your love with an unforgettable gift from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Making love blossom since day one, Sunnyside has been Kenosha's family tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements for any occasion. This Valentine's Day, pair your perfect gift with premium chocolates, an adorable plush bear or puppy designed to melt their heart. Share your love in the most beautiful way and visit Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Located on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in a parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Wake up, please, Susie. Wake up, please, Susie. Wake
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Yeah, I know it's cold. It's been cold the last few days. Going to remain cold overnight tonight, but temperatures slowly rising into the single digits, about 6 above overnight. But wind chill values still between 10 and 20 below. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we're going to reach a high of 24. But again, those wind chills are still going to be frigid.
Across the stars, the psychodramas and the traumas, gone the songs of love, the song and hunger.
It's the Association, Along Comes Mary on WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Do you think they'll be playing that song at the Genesee Theater when they're there with Herman's Hermits February 28th? I bet they will. We're going to give you tickets to see Herman's Hermits in the Association beginning next week. And in about 20 minutes or so, I'm going to give you all the details on how you can win with WRJN. But now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's now a cold weather advisory in effect. The updated classification from the National Weather Service runs through midnight, with temperatures hovering around the zero mark until the morning. Light powdery snow could come down tomorrow with accumulations of an inch or less. Warming stations are still running. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. It's now a February jury trial for the former Racine County Corrections Supervisor accused of having an intimate relationship with an inmate. In court today, an attorney for Jacqueline Height and prosecutors agreed to withdraw a hearing and set a new date. It had been scheduled for late last year. Height is facing over 20 criminal charges related to an alleged inappropriate relationship with an inmate at the Sturtevant State Facility. There's another school district looking for more funds. Racine and Kenosha Unified have upcoming referendums, as does the Raymond School District. Now the Salem School Board in Kenosha County has moved forward an operational referendum for April. They're looking for an extra $2 million a year to avoid budget cuts. Racine Unified also has their taxing question on the April ballot. Kenosha Unified asks voters for more next month. A reminder in Racine about cold weather trash collection. Due to the cold, City of Racine DPW crews aren't out getting garbage today. That means your trash day is put.
Dangerously cold, with wind chills 30 to 20 below, warming up this afternoon to feeling 20 to 15 below. As temperatures climb throughout the evening and overnight, we will climb above zero by early tomorrow morning. And light snow moves in late, less than an inch expected. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 1 degree.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and it's time to play Can You Guess? It's estimated that nearly 500,000 of these are used in Las Vegas every day. 500,000 what? Eggs for breakfasts and desserts, etc.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Ah!
news and timeless hits from the Rolling Stones on WRJN. It was on this date in 1965, January 21st, 1965. More than 3,000 screaming fans met the Rolling Stones and Roy Orbison at the Sydney Airport when they arrived for a 16-day tour of Australia and New Zealand. Now, of those 3,000 screaming fans, how many do you think were there for the Rolling Stones and how many for Roy Orbison?
Yeah. tell her that I love her endlessly. Because love grows where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows like me.
Hermits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. I mentioned a while ago that Herman's Hermits and the Association are going to be in concert at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois. That's going to be February 28th. That's a Friday. Now, beginning next week, we're going to have your chance to win some tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association. And here's how. Dan Marcus of our midday show had a great conversation with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits. And beginning next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, he's going to play back a segment of that conversation each day at about 10:45 a.m. Now, you're going to want to remember what you heard, because later in the day at about 3:45 or so, I'm going to ask you about the topic of that earlier interview. The first person to call in and recall the highlights will win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association. All the rules are online at WRJN.com. WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
2 minutes you drop.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. A rare winter storm is bringing frigid temperatures, snow, and ice to the deep south, from Texas to Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis is urging people to stay home.
There's going to be a lot of people that have never been in conditions like this on the road.
Jacksonville's airport will close this evening. WWL reporter Ian Ozen is in the snowy New Orleans area.
This is the most snow the city of New Orleans and the state of Louisiana have seen since 1895. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry is urging people to hunker down for another 24 to 36 hours. Workers in the city's service industry are out and about taking care of tourists. They say they can't believe what they're seeing.
I've seen snow here in New Orleans, but nothing like this. This is a blizzard.
This is something else.
There's another high wind alert in Southern California, where firefighters have further contained the Palisades and Eaton fires. CBS's Elise Preston says crews are now trying to clean up the debris left by the fires.
We could get rain in the LA area as early as this weekend, and so that could bring landslides, that could bring runoff of this toxic ash into our waterways. So there is a huge concern to get a handle on the cleanup.
Some new fires have broken out near San Diego. At Washington National Cathedral, President Trump attended a service where the Reverend Marianne Edgar Buddy urged him to be merciful to undocumented immigrants.
They may not be citizens,